Poskett Carrots prides itself on its fresh local produce from a big family farm in Yorkshire. Many of the staff, though, are not homegrown.
Hello, Poskett's.
Answering the phone and greeting visitors, receptionist Aista Lukasiūtė.
I'm from Lithuania and working here for about 8 years.
Most of her fellow workers are EU migrants too, from Latvia, Estonia and Poland. And they've been vital to the success of Poskett Carrots, says the boss, Guy Poskett.
Well, the migrant workers are a real key part of our business. You know, we've got some good local workers, just not enough of them. We couldn't run our business without migrant workers. You know, they're loyal, they're hard-working. Why have we got Lithuanian receptionists? Because we struggle to find a local receptionist who would start at 7:30 in the morning.
But it's getting harder to attract good EU migrants. The supply of willing workers from Eastern Europe to staff the production line and run the office has dwindled since Britain voted for Brexit last June.
Well, I think the Brexit vote is a signal. You know, Britain doesn't want the migrants. But of course, you've got to remember also, they've taken a 10 or 15% cut in pay.
As a result of the fall in the value of the pound.
If you're earning to send your money home back in euros, you have taken a 10 to 15% pay cut.
That's a bit of a deterrent.
Yeah, it's a huge deterrent.
To combat the labour shortages, Poskett has resorted to technology. He's just spent $2.8 million on this automatic carrot grading machine.
So you can see it's taking a picture of that carrot, yeah? And it's decided how wide it is, what it weighs, what its length.
The machine sorts 20,000 carrots an hour, doing the work of 22 people. Brexit should end the automatic right of EU citizens to work in the UK. Poskett's labour shortage would worsen. He's now looking to automate more of the business.
Now has come a time where we really have got to look further at automation in terms of replacing labour. It's just how it is, because we're very concerned that we won't have the people to do the work.
That's great news for this company. Garfords makes farm automation equipment, including RoboCrop, an automatic weeding machine.
We use video cameras to analyse the crop ahead of the hoeing machine.
Philip Garford says his device will replace 30 farm labourers. Since the Brexit vote, he says he's seen a big rise in inquiries from British farms.
Farmers are indicating that they are thinking ahead and thinking about the potential loss of migrant workers.
The vote for Brexit and that potential loss of migrant workers is triggering a new wave of technical innovation. This sports car manufacturer had been working for months on driverless vehicles. It's now investigating the possibility of using the same technology to automate fruit harvesting. The managing director is Julian Turner.
So we're involved in autonomous vehicles on the road, and the sensors that we use on that are camera sensors that are used to pick up a person or an object, and it recognises what that is. So we've been approached by a number of universities and farming communities to look at doing recognition of fruits such as strawberries. So we've been involved in the AutoPick programme, which enables a sensor to find a strawberry, to check the strawberry is okay for picking in terms of whether it's ready for picking and ripe enough, and then it will very cleverly pick it and then load it into baskets so it's ready to go.
This technology could become vital if many of the 190,000 EU migrants who arrive in Britain every year stop coming after Brexit. But economically, this could be beneficial. Many more companies would be forced to automate, and that would raise the country's output per head and tackle the perennial British problem of low productivity. Matthew Whittaker is with the Resolution Foundation, a think tank.
From a purely economic perspective, if we can boost productivity, then the Brexit vote will have actually had some positive impact.
But unlike Poskett's and its carrot grading machine, some businesses that are heavily dependent on migrant labour will find it much harder to automate. Think domestic services and the hotel trade. For them, Brexit may prove more painful than rewarding. More stick than carrot. Stephen Beard, DW, Yorkshire in the north of England.